Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we continue to feature the women of Motown. All women groups or women solo artists, all with number one hits. This half hour, we'll hear from Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell together. The Marvelettes, High Energy, The Supremes, Mary Wells, Diana Ross, and Gladys Knight and the Pips. All coming up in the next half hour as we feature the women of Motown with number one songs. First up this half hour, Tammy Terrell featured with Marvin Gaye, Ain't Nothing Like the Real Thing, right here on Motown Memories.
Things just ain't the same. Hotel Memories with Tom Fallon.
Darling, when you're next to me, I melt. I feel so weak. It's getting hard to go to sleep. This feeling.
Love for each other.
The Motown Mummy from the Supremes at the Diana Ross Electric Group. That was Stone Love reaching number one on the Rhythm and Blues charts from 1970. Before that, the one-hit wonder from High Energy, You Can't Turn Me On in the Middle of Turning Me Off. And then reached number one on the Rhythm and Blues charts in the United States in 1977. Before that, the Marvelettes, The Hunter Gets Captured by the Game, number one on the Rhythm and Blues charts from 1967. And we started with Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell, Ain't Nothing Like the Real Thing, number one on the Rhythm and Blues charts from 1968. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. This hour, we're featuring the women of Motown, women groups, or women solo artists, all with songs reaching number one on various musical charts. Well, coming up, the biggest hit of Mary Wells' career, My Guy, number one from 1964. Well, My Guy was written and produced by Smokey Robinson, of course, of Smokey Robinson of the Miracles, and the song is a woman's dedication to the goodness of her man. My Guy became Mary's biggest hit ever, and she was Motown's first female star. As mentioned, My Guy also happened to be Mary Wells' last hit single for Motown, with the exception of a duet she recorded with label mate Marvin Gaye. An option in her recording contract allowed Mary Wells to terminate her contract at her discretion after she reached her 21st birthday on May 13, 1964. She was encouraged by her then-husband, and Mary broke her Motown contract and signed with 20th Century Fox Records in hopes of higher royalties and possibly movie roles. Unfortunately, Mary's career never reached the heights it had at Motown, and she never again had a hit single as big as My Guy. Let's enjoy Mary Wells' My Guy right here on Motown.
Nothing you can take and tear. I'm stuck like glue to my guy. I'm sticking to my guy like a stamp to a letter, like birds of a feather. We stick together. I'm telling you from the start, I can't be torn apart from my guy. Nothing you could do could make me untrue.
Yahoo.com.
Last time, the Pips with a smash hit from 1967, reaching number one on the blues charts. By the way, number two in the pop charts, I heard through the grapevine. Before that, Diana Ross, I'm Coming Out, number one in the dance and disco charts in the United States from 1980. And we started with Mary Wells' My Guy, her biggest selling hit, number one in the pop charts, number one in the rhythm and blues charts, and number one in Australia from 1964. This half hour, we featured all number one songs from various musical charts featuring the women of Motown. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.